In Washington, for a certain generation, Watergate was everything. But for those of us who aren't that old, people tend to look back on the scandal in a way that glosses over some important portions of the story. It's looked at as a break-in, a couple newspaper exposés, and a presidential resignation. That's the upshot of Nixon's time in office in a lot of minds. But if we mirror the Trump situation to that, who knows how it'll end? Since we're in the thick of it, there are certain moments that stand out. Today, with the New York Times op-ed from someone in the administration about how dysfunctional and out of control the White House is, we got a really awkward and painful look at what 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue really operates like. While it's fun to speculate about who this could be, and a new book by Bob Woodward runs as a connective tissue through all of this as an author, ultimately, it doesn't matter who it is. The mere fact that so many people are willing to openly trash a sitting president who are on his payroll is a complete heartbreaker. Besides, we know who wrote this. It's the dude who likes to use the word lodestar all the time. Not that big of a secret. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.